Welcome to the OCR GCSE Psychology Study Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating and exam-critical topics on the specification, how memory works. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode has everything you need, from core theory to exam tips, common mistakes, and a quick-fire recall quiz at the end. Let's get started. So, why does memory matter in psychology? Well, memory is fundamental to almost everything we do. It shapes how we learn, how we make decisions, and even how we construct our sense of self. For OCR GCSE psychology, understanding memory means mastering two big theories, the multi-store model by Atkinson and Shiffrin, and Bartlett's theory of reconstructive memory. You also need to know the core studies, Murdoch from 1962 and Bartlett from 1932. Get these right, and you're well on your way to strong marks across AO1, AO2, and AO3. Let's start with the multi-store model. Atkinson and Shiffrin proposed this model in 1968, and it describes memory as having three distinct stores. Think of it as a journey that information takes through your mind. The first stop is the sensory register. This is where all incoming information from your senses arrives first. Now, here's a really important point that trips up a lot of candidates. The sensory register has a very large, some say unlimited capacity, but its duration is incredibly brief, just half a second to about 3 seconds. Information is only held here in its raw, unprocessed form. If you pay attention to it, it moves on. If you don't, it fades away and is lost. The encoding here is modality specific, so visual information is stored as an iconic trace and sound is stored as an echoic trace. The second store is short-term memory, or STM. This is your working memory, the stuff you're consciously aware of right now. STM has a limited capacity of 7 ± 2 items. That's the finding from George Miller in 1956, a paper he famously called the magical number 7 ± 2. You absolutely must know that figure. The duration of STM is 18 to 30 seconds without rehearsal. That comes from Peterson and Peterson's 1959 study where they used a trigram task with a counting distractor to prevent rehearsal. Encoding in STM is primarily acoustic. We tend to store information as sounds, even when we read silently. Now, information can be kept in STM through maintenance rehearsal, basically repeating it to yourself. But to transfer it into the third store, you need elaborative rehearsal, making meaningful connections with what you already know. The third store is long-term memory, or LTM. This is your permanent memory store. Its capacity is unlimited, its duration is potentially a lifetime, and encoding is primarily semantic, meaning we store information by its meaning. LTM is where your memories of your childhood, your knowledge of maths, and your ability to ride a bike all live. The model also describes retrieval, the process of bringing information back from LTM into STM so we can use it consciously. This is a really important process to understand for AO2 application questions. Now let's talk about the key study that supports the multi-store model, Murdoch's 1962 free recall experiment. Murdoch presented participants with lists of common English words at a rate of 1 word per second and asked them to recall as many as possible in any order. He found a very consistent U-shaped curve when he plotted recall probability against word position in the list. Words at the beginning of the list were recalled well. This is called the primacy effect. Words at the end of the list were also recalled well. This is the recency effect. Words in the middle were recalled least well. Here's the critical explanation. The primacy effect occurs because early words had more time to be rehearsed and transferred into long-term memory. The recency effect occurs because the last few words were still in short-term memory at the time of recall. The middle words were displaced from STM before they could be rehearsed into LTM. This is powerful evidence for the multi-store model because it suggests STM and LTM are separate stores operating differently. Now let's move on to Bartlett's theory of reconstructive memory, which offers a very different perspective. Bartlett, writing in 1932, argued that memory is not a simple recording or playback system. Instead, he proposed that memory is an active, constructive process. We don't just store information, we reconstruct it every time we recall it, and this reconstruction is influenced by our existing knowledge, beliefs, and cultural expectations. Bartlett called these mental framework schemas. His most famous study used a Native American folktale called War of the Ghosts. British participants read the story, which contained culturally unfamiliar elements, supernatural events, unusual names, and a narrative structure different from Western storytelling conventions. Participants were asked to recall the story at various intervals, sometimes after 15 minutes, sometimes days or weeks later. Bartlett found that participants' recall was systematically distorted in predictable ways. He identified three key processes. First, omission. Participants left out details that didn't fit their cultural schemas. The supernatural elements were frequently dropped. Second, rationalization. Participants changed unfamiliar elements to make the story more culturally coherent and logical from a British perspective. Third, transformation. The overall story became shorter, more conventional, and more consistent with Western narrative structure over time. Bartlett called this process effort after meaning, the tendency to make sense of information by fitting it into existing schemas. This is a fundamentally different view of memory from the multi-store model. Where Atkinson and Shiffrin describe memory as a structural system with fixed stores, Bartlett describes memory as a dynamic, reconstructive process shaped by culture and prior knowledge. Now, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. First, know your command words. Describe means give two developed features with supporting information. Don't just list things, develop each point. Explain why means you need to give multiple reasons with clear causal links. Use connective language like this means that, as a result, and therefore. Evaluate means you need to make a judgment, not just list strengths and weaknesses. For AO1 description questions, be precise. Don't say the sensory register has a small capacity. It has a large or unlimited capacity. Don't confuse the capacity and duration of STM. Capacity is 7 plus or minus 2 items. Duration is 18 to 30 seconds. These are two different things, and examiners will not award marks if you muddle them. For AO2 application questions, always anchor your answer to the scenario. If the question gives you a situation, say a student trying to remember a phone number, you must explicitly link the psychological concept to that specific situation. Generic answers that don't reference the scenario will not earn full marks. For AO3 evaluation questions, use the GRAVE acronym: generalizability, reliability, application, validity, ethics. This gives you a structured framework for evaluation. For example, when evaluating Murdoch's study, you might argue that using word lists lacks ecological validity because it doesn't reflect how we use memory in everyday life. That's a specific, developed evaluation point, much stronger than saying the study was artificial. A really common mistake is describing the narrative of War of the Ghosts rather than the psychological findings. Examiners don't want a retelling of the story. They want you to explain what Bartlett found and what it tells us about how memory works. Focus on omission, rationalization, transformation, and effort after meaning. For the 13-mark extended response question, you need a balance of AO1 description and AO3 evaluation. A rough guide: spend about 5 to 6 marks worth of content on accurate description and 5 to 6 marks worth on developed evaluation. Don't just describe, evaluate. And don't just evaluate without accurate description to support it. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the capacity of short-term memory according to Miller, 1956? Think. The answer is 7 plus or minus 2 items. Question 2. What is the duration of short-term memory according to Peterson and Peterson, 1959? Think. The answer is 18 to 30 seconds. Question 3. What are the three types of distortion Bartlett identified in memory recall? Think. The answers are omission, rationalization, and transformation. Question 4. In Murdoch's 1962 study, what explains the primacy effect? Think. Early words were rehearsed more and transferred into long-term memory. Question 5. What does GRAVE stand for in evaluation? Think. Generalizability, reliability, application, validity, ethics. Question 6. What is the main encoding format of long-term memory? Think. Semantic. By meaning. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed a few, go back and review those specific points. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the multi-store model, Atkinson and Shiffrin's 3-store framework of sensory register, short-term memory, and long-term memory, supported by Murdoch's 1962 serial position study. We explored Bartlett's reconstructive memory theory, including the War of the Ghosts study and the processes of omission, rationalization, and transformation. We discussed exam technique, command words, the GRAVE framework, the importance of scenario application in AO2, and the balance of AO1 and AO3 in extended responses. The key distinction to carry into your exam is this. The multi-store model sees memory as a structural system. Information flows through fixed stores. Bartlett sees memory as a reconstructive process. We actively rebuild memories using schemas and prior knowledge. Both views have merit and both have limitations. That's exactly the kind of nuanced thinking that earns top marks. Good luck with your revision. Keep testing yourself. Keep making those connections. And remember, the more you actively retrieve information, the stronger those memory traces become. You've got this. See you in the next episode.